Now we're holding Bava Kama Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Case of the Mishnah is an interesting one. What happens if you go to someone's house and you see on their bookshelves your stolen books? So do you have a right to get them back? So the din is, if a person would have not had Yeush, meaning he hadn't yet given up hope of finding a stolen object, and he has Edom that those objects belong to him, so then Midin Torah, they're still his, and the purchaser of those stolen books, because he's claiming he's not the thief, he's claiming he bought them from the used bookstore, but that purchaser would still have to give the books back to their original owner, because they remain his, there was no Yeush, and he can prove they're his. So that would be true, except the rabbis established something called Takana Sashuk. They made a Takana, a rectification, for the sake of public markets working smoothly. They wanted efficient markets. And they said, listen, if every purchaser always can have the property they purchase, second-hand property they purchased anyways, snatched out from under them, so then people will be afraid to buy anything ever. The Chazal wanted markets to move freely, so they said, listen, if a person purchased an object which turned out to be stolen, and the original owners come forth and can prove, as we'll define in the Mishnah what that entails, but can prove that really it belongs to them, the original owner, so then the original owner can reclaim the stolen object from the one who purchased it. However, they, meaning the person who lost the object, must still reimburse the unsuspecting purchaser for the money they laid out. Meaning, when the dust settles, the purchaser who purchased the stolen goods are made whole by the person who wants his object back, and the person who wants his object back is essentially paying out the money to get his object back. Now, that's only because of Takanas Hashuk. Takanas Hashuk means that the purchaser is protected, and that will induce people to be more comfortable in purchasing things, because they're protected. However, again, Maker Adin, Minatora, if there wasn't Yevushet, the original owner could simply just demand to have stuff back if he could bring proper proof, and he could get it back. Okay, so the Mishnah says inside, Hamakir Kalev Usfarav Biaracher. Here's the guy, Reuven, who sees that he recognizes his stuff, or his books, in the possession of Shimon. So, the question is, can Reuven get his stuff back from Shimon? So that will depend. Reuven will need to still bring at least strong circumstantial evidence that the object had been stolen from him. Meaning, just simply having Edom, which he will need, to confirm that the book was once belonged to Reuven, will not be enough. Because how do we know that Reuven didn't pawn off the books to the pawn shop, and then the pawn shop sold it over to Shimon, and then Reuven now came back into money, so he wants his books back. So he says back to Shimon, listen, I want my books back. I'm prepared to pay you for them, but they're mine. I want them back. Why should Shimon have to pay? Have to return them. He wants the books himself. And meanwhile, Reuven sold them. And the fact that he has Edom doesn't prove they were never sold. It just proves they were once Reuven's. So we'll need to have both Edom that Reuven once owned the book, as well as strong circumstantial evidence that the books had been stolen from Reuven. So the Mishnah says inside, V'yatalo shem geneva be'ir. If it had happened that there was already the word around town that Reuven had been robbed, the Gemara explains that means he, one night, started screaming, he lost his books, and his neighbors knew that he had put up signs if you have information, and the neighbors had seen someone run away, but they knew who it was, or they had seen, you know, there was someone had broken his locks and broken the house. So there's strong circumstantial evidence. Not just that there's a broken window, which could be a setup, you know, for Reuven to say he was robbed, but strong circumstantial evidence that people saw, you know, the Reuven's surprise that he lost the object, and there's a broken door, and the neighbors saw suspicious activity, just they don't know exactly what was taken, etc. So with that level of circumstantial evidence, plus Reuven being able to evidence that the object in question did once belong to him, like his name's in the inside cover, whatever the story is, so then Yishabalo, then the purchaser, Shimon, will swear to Reuven how much he paid, because we don't know how much he actually paid, and then Yishabalo Lokeach, Shimon, who purchased the books, will swear to Reuven, the original owner, Kama Nasan, how much Shimon had paid the pawn shop that he bought it from, the Yitol, and then Reuven will get back his object, but he will of course have to pay Shimon the amount that Shimon swears that he paid for those books. That again all assumed that there was strong circumstantial evidence, this Shein Ganev Be'ir, this word that the theft had happened, that everyone knew about. V'im Lav, however, if there's no such strong circumstantial evidence, it's just that Reuven could prove that his name's inside the inside cover of the book, or he has Adam that that particular jacket once was his, right? So then, that's not enough. Lo kol kamino, there's not enough of a... Lo kol kamino means there's not enough of a... He doesn't have enough believability, Reuven, when he taunts he wants his book back, that it really truly belongs to him. Sha'ani Omer, because a Dayan could simply say, Macharan la'acher, maybe Reuven was a tight bind for money, so he sold them, and now that he's come back into money, he is Velak Hanzehemenu, the Shimon purchased them from that person to whom Reuven sold it. Now that Reuven came back into money, he wants to get them back. But he can't because he sold them, so we don't know. So again, the only time that Reuven will be able to get his stuff back is if he could show it once was his, and has very strong circumstantial evidence that he was robbed, in which case he will be able to get his stuff back, but he'll have to pay Shimon how much Shimon laid out, and Shimon will establish how much he paid out by way of a shvua. Now, just a PS, all this din, all is assuming that Reuven never had Yeush. If Reuven at any time gave up hope on ever getting his object back, so then now you have Yeush, plus however it came into Shimon's possession, that's a Shini Rishus, assuming he's not the gun of himself, so you have Yeush plus Shini Rishus, that would already mean that now Shimon Maker then gets to keep it, it now belongs to him, and Reuven cannot claim, even if he was robbed, and even if he has evidence that did belong to him, still, if he had Yeush first, before Shimon got it, and that transfer of ownership, transfer of Rishus took place, then Reuven would never be able to get back the stuff from Shimon.